We're going to go to Romans very quickly. I like my sermons like I like my grass. Cut it short and sweet. Hallelujah. Thank God I cut it before the rain. Romans 8, starting with verse 19. For the earnest expectation. Everyone said expectation. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. Skip down to verse 24. For we are saved by hope. We are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then we do with patience wait for it. Anybody ever had to wait for something? Hope, expectation, waiting, patience. I like words. Verse 26, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Lord Jesus, guide us today. Guide each word that I speak in your love and your will. I ask that you open our hearts and our minds to understanding today. Touch every person under the sound of my voice that's here today. Every person that's not here, touch them this morning. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Our talk is affected by what we are. We've been talking about the power of the tongue and gravity. We've had several lessons over the last few weeks about our words, our actions, our attitude. We've been talking about being transformed, and it can't help but bleed over into this morning in my mind. And I want to ask you a question this morning. What is your expectation, and what's your expectation today? Where are you at in your life today? What are you expecting this morning? Your talk, your actions, your very being is affected by what we are and who you are. Our emotions are governed by our limited understanding of the things around us. Our spirits cry out to God out of a sincere desire to know Him and to please Him and to serve Him. And no one in here has everything figured out. We are all students of the Word. We are all learning. We are all growing. When you cease to learn and be open and teachable, then you, in essence, are dead in my mind, and you can't learn anymore. There's no more opportunity for you. So what is your expectation this morning? What is your hope this morning? What is your desire this morning? What are you looking for? What are you expecting to happen in your life and in your world? The level that we know God and understand Him and experience Him comes from the level of expectation we have for Him. If you want to see blind eyes open, you must have an expectation in Jesus Christ, because He is the great physician and He can heal blinded eyes. If you want to see cancer healed, you have to have an expectation for the miraculous to happen and Jesus to step in. If you want to see a drug addict delivered from those things that have bound them, you have to have an expectation and faith and a hope that God can step in and do a work on their behalf. He can do what you and I cannot do. He can go where you and I cannot go. If you want to see depression flee, you've got to have an expectation in Jesus. Philippians 1, verse 20, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Paul said, my expectation and my hope will be found in Christ Jesus. What is your expectation this morning? What are you working for? What are you looking for? What are you expecting to happen in your world today? I may live or I may die, but when it's all said and done, I found my hope in one who will never fail. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He'll be a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He'll be right by your side. Just whisper that name, Jesus. In our scripture text, Paul was telling the church in Rome, if you can see it, then it's not hope. Hope is seeing things as they can be. Hope is seeing things as they should be. Hope is seeing things as an expectation that the power of God has made a way where you didn't think there was no way. I can tell you the situation you're going through, maybe you don't understand it, but God has a plan and a design and a purpose for your life. Just hold on to God. Hold on to the things of God. Don't worry. Don't fret. Don't let it overwhelm you. Just trust God. What's your expectation today on March the 1st? 2015. Blind Bartimaeus, his expectation was to receive his sight. His level of expectation can be found in Mark chapter 10. You know, it's amazing to me that when you get desperate, when you're broken, when you don't see a way out or have a way out or you don't have another option, all of a sudden your expectation gets a little more desperate. You get a little bolder with your words that you speak. God, I need help. I had a friend that I was asked to go pray for in the hospital, and I was warned, you know, by this friend, hey, go pray for this person, and they're atheist. Said, okay, no problem, I'll go pray. I walked in the room. Hey, so-and-so sent me. Came to pray for you. Is that okay? Oh, yeah, I'm sick. You can pray. I thought you were atheist. Oh, there's a God when you're sick. Yeah, you'll do anything when you're desperate, when you're hurting, when you're broken. All of a sudden, you begin to question, maybe, what if I was wrong? God, do you hear me? Your expectation begins to change. Mark chapter 10, verse 46. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, I can't see you, but I know you're there. Have mercy. Jesus, I'm blind. I haven't seen for a long time, but have mercy on me. And immediately his level of expectation was heightened, and he knew that Jesus could heal him. So he had to get close to Jesus. So he opened his mouth and he began to cry and to plead, Jesus, help me. Jesus, 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 thou son of David, here I am. I'm broken. Here I am. I'm blind. Here I am. I don't know which way to go, but help me. 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 When you get to that point, what's your level of expectation? Where's your hope? Where's your direction? His expectation was heightened. Verse 48, and many charged him that he should hold it. Shh, you're embarrassing us. Don't holler, you're going to attract attention. They're going to look at us and you're blind. Be quiet. We don't need that. Hold your peace. The Bible says he cried all the more. He cried all the more, a great deal, it says, thou son of David, have mercy on me. When's the last time you've been that desperate? Jesus. Jesus, have mercy. Jesus, direct me. Jesus, give me wisdom. Jesus, give me understanding. Jesus, I'm broken. I need you. Oh, be quiet. You don't need to do that. People in the world and your friends and your job and your responsibilities will pull you back. And oh, don't cry out. I'm here to tell somebody this morning you should cry all the more. Jesus, have mercy on me. Jesus, come into my situation. Come into my life. The level was so high that nobody could keep this man quiet. His expectation was so high. I'm expecting a miracle. I'm going for broke. I have nothing to lose. Jesus is near. Can I tell somebody this morning that Jesus is near? He's just waiting on you to call. He's just waiting on you to open your mouth for yourself and say, Jesus, here I am. Nobody could keep this man down. Nobody can hold this man back. Blind Bart, he knew that he could miss his chance if he did not act upon his expectation and his hope. Verse 49, and Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he was, and he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. You see, out of an expectation of being healed, he cast away his garment, that garment that was worn all of his life that marked him as a blind beggar. You've seen the people on the street now with the white stick and the little red. You know, they're blind. They're blind. They're trying to find their way. Well, he cast his garment, his item, his clothes that would mark him as, he's blind. He threw that away. Because his expectation was, Jesus is here. I've been calling on him. And you know what? He stopped and said, hey, bring him to me. I'm fixing to get my healing. I'm fixing to get my miracle. I'm fixing to have my blind eyes open to this situation. I'm going to see the world. I'm going to see Jesus. But in order to see Jesus, you got to open that mouth. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Your words matter, young people. Your words matter, parents. What you say, how you say it, matters. Your expectation of someone else or yourself is affected. Touch your tongue. Hold on, stick it out. Don't be like Cameron in class this morning. Stick it out. Come on. There you go. There you go. Some of you listen. Some of you, your expectation, you ain't going to stick out your tongue. That's okay. But you open that mouth and you begin to speak words of life or death into your situation. Jesus, here I am. Jesus, I'm giving it all to you. Jesus, I'm not fighting this anymore. I don't know what else to do with it. I should have given this to you a long time ago. And the moment you do that and you begin to realize that God is there on your behalf and he steps in and you begin to see a way and he begins to light that path and those waters begin to part for you and you begin to walk on dry land and you're just going down and you're just, wow, I should have done this years ago. That's a fact. There's an old song that just popped in my head, Sister Baggin. I'm a walking, talking testimony of what the Lord can do. There's some things you don't need to wait on. There's some decisions you don't need to wait on. There's some things in relationship with God in your life you don't need to hold back on. You need to step out by faith, trusting and believing in God. Get your expectation and your hope in line and say, God, here I am. You part the way. You light my path. You make it where my blind eyes are open. Jesus. Jesus. We've got to get a higher level of expectation. 51, and Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Jesus asked him a question he had to answer. Lord, I want to see. Lord, it took something on his part. Sometimes we come to God as saints, and maybe you've lived for God longer than I've been alive. I'm sure many of you have. Congratulations. But you've still got to come to God and say, God, I need you. And then when God answers, what you need? It takes action on your part. I used to hear him years ago, I just give it to Jesus. What are you giving to Jesus? Open your mouth and say, God, this is what my problem is. I'm blind. I can't see. God, I want my eyes open where I can see what's going on around me. Don't just expect it just to happen. It takes an action on your part. This man told, what do you want, man? I want my sight. I want to see that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Jesus was telling him, your expectancy has made you whole. Your faith and your action. Faith without works is dead. Dead. You've got to do something. Now you can do it positive or you can do it negative. You can open your mouth and say stuff that's not true, that's gossip and slander and stuff that hurts, tears down. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. We've got to watch our words. God forbid that any word that I have spoken has hurt somebody or driven them away or severed a relationship. I want my words to be pure and holy and uplifting. I want them to encourage somebody. Hey man, how are you? Good to see you this morning. Looking good. Yes, sir. Looking sharp. Still awake? Yeah. Got in at 1 a.m. Still going. Still kicking. Man, I like that tie. Let me straighten that for you. Boy, you look good. Yes, sir. Looking sharp this morning. Gonna have a good day, huh? You don't look sick at all, do you? You feel great, don't you? Excellent. Go have a seat right there. Words of encouragement. Words of uplifting. Words of, I expect you to be awake. I expect you to be in tune. Be a part. Boy, you ain't looking so good today again. It's me again, Margaret. Hey. Again. How are you? I got to pick on my brother because I might be wrangled into playing the drums while he's gone on a trip. Yeah. You feeling all right?
Yes, I am.
Boy, you look good up here. You should get in front of people more like this.
Maybe I should.
Yeah. We can start tag teaming. You preach and I'll play.
Okay.
Oh, no. Okay. I'd rather preach and you play. You sure you're feeling all right?
I don't know.
You don't know? Maybe you're not. Well, you don't look so good. You sure?
What do you think I should do?
Check, hang on. Oh, I think you should go see your wife and ask her, get me some medicine. Has he been feeling okay lately? No? Has he been looking okay lately? No? Your words. Her words could drive him away. Yeah. Just by opening your mouth, death and life are in the power of the tongue. A kind word can lift you up, but a sharp word can cut you, hurt you. What's your expectation? When you come to the house of God, what's your expectation when you sit with men and women of like faith? Born again believers, full of the Holy Ghost. How do you respond when you get words of encouragement or when you get words of, oh, you don't look so hot. You look great, by the way, just saying. Keep playing the drums. You're incredible. But you've got to watch what you say. You got to watch how you say things. What are you doing? What are you expecting out of the results of what you say? Jesus healed this man. Because this man's expectancy and his expectation was, I'm getting my healing today. Jesus, I need you today. In the upper room, Acts 2:1-4, the day of Pentecost was fully come. They were all in one accord in one place. There came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared to them cloven tongues like a fire. What's your expectation? I want the God of glory to sweep across my heart, to let those winds of refreshing and renewing and rebuilding and love and joy and peace to flood my soul. And I got to receive that right here. I've got to get that right here in right relationship. And then when I get that right here in right relationship, then my right relationship right here all around me comes out right. You've got to get in tune here for yourself. So I encourage, if you've said something to hurt someone, go to them. I'm sorry. I was out of line. I want to lift you up. We go to church. We're friends. I'm praying for you. I love you. Brother Eric, I love you. She does too. Sometimes, okay. Those words. Watch those words, brother. Watch those words. You see, these people that were in the upper room, their expectation was that God said he's going to come. We're waiting for this thing called the Holy Ghost. We're waiting for this gift. We're waiting for this miracle that's going to. We don't know what it is. We've never experienced that yet. But it's going to come because he said it was. And we're in one mind. We're in one accord. And from their expectation, there came another expectation. It was like wildfires. Anybody ever seen a wildfire burn? It just begins to sweep across. And then all of a sudden, it'll like pick up. It'll jump over here, and it'll jump over there, and it'll jump over there, and it'll just start sweeping across again. I was in California one year, and they had wildfires, and they were telling us, we have to get out, we have to get out. And we got out, but the fire was coming towards the road, and you could see it. And it was on this side, and all of a sudden, we looked over, it was on this side. Now, how did it get over? The wind picked it up, and it just began to consume everything in its path. It was scary. We got out of there. Acts 2:14, but Peter, standing with the 11, lifted his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea and all that ye dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that was spoken by the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass in the last day, saith God. He's going to pour out his spirit. Can I tell you, Carlos, he's going to pour out his spirit upon our church. Don't you think we're in a dead end or a cul-de-sac or in a canyon? We have the God of glory with us. In his due time and due season, he's going to open the windows of heaven. People are going to come like you've never dreamed before. Why? Because our expectation is for glory. Our expectation is for greatness. Our expectation is for the miraculous. He's going to heal your body. He's going to heal your situation. He's going to touch your need. He's going to touch your mouth and your words. Be careful what you say. Be careful what you think. Be careful where you go. What's your expectation this morning? When are you going to get tired of depression? Tired of sin? Tired of sickness? Tired of the devil's lies? When are we going to get tired of being the same day after day, day in and day out the same? It's time that we get a hold of real life and the real meaning of life and living for God. We've got to get tired of living in the world and the things of the world and allowing the world to affect us. Jesus is prosperous. Jesus is life. Jesus is hope. Jesus is love. Jesus is peace. If you want this wonderful life in Christ Jesus, you've got to come and call on the name of Jesus and say, Jesus, I need you. Open my mind. Open my heart. Open my world to you. I surrender it all to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're experiencing troubles and trials, if you're experiencing a situation right now that you don't know how to get through, I encourage you to call on Jesus as they come this morning. You've got to go to war for your family sometimes, for yourself. You might be here today and you need a touch from God that only and a miracle from God that only God can do. Maybe there's a situation you're going through that your own spouse doesn't know about, that you don't want anybody to know about. God can touch you. God can make a way for you. What's your expectation going to be? Maybe you're trapped by addiction. Maybe you're here today and you have no hope. I've come to encourage you, there is hope. There is hope. There is peace, there is joy, there is comfort, there is an answer to your problem, to your dilemma, to your situation. His name is Jesus. God has exactly what you need. Jacob wrestled with the angel, the Lord. Ahead of him was the unknown. Behind him was the past, which he knew well. You can't go forward looking in the rearview mirror. You can't continue to live in the past. You got to let the past go. You got to go forward. Jacob knew what was behind him. Lying, stealing, cheating, reprobate. The unknown was ahead of him. Jacob was consumed with getting the blessing that only God could give. He knew that if he could just get a blessing, then everything was going to be okay. He was holding on and wrestling with an expectation. He wasn't going to let go until he blessed him, until he touched him, until he transformed him. Some of you here today, you need to let the King of Glory touch you. You need to hold on until you're touched and blessed. We've been studying our key scripture for this quarter. It has been Romans 12:2. Can y'all quote it? Anybody? Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing. The renewing of your mind. That you may prove that which is. They're going to quote it for you in a few weeks. You got to have a renewing of the mind. You've got to have a transformation of your attitude, of your spirit. You got to have an expectation of, I'm going somewhere I ain't ever been before. Maybe I hadn't been there in a long time. But I'm going to revisit that place. I'm going to get right with God like never before. I wonder if you'd stand to your feet with me all over the building. I wonder if you'd join the hand of your neighbor and you would step out of that aisle where you're at and just make your way to the front this morning. Just for a moment. Come on, would you come this morning? Just come as a church family. Let's come together.